Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This article is entitled, Texas Power Company Seeks Bankruptcy Protection After Storm, by Michelle Chapman, Associated Press. The largest and oldest power cooperative in Texas is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, citing last month's winter storms that left millions without power. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative, which serves 16 distribution member cooperatives that cater to more than 1.5 million Texans across 68 counties from the Texas Panhandle to Houston, said Monday that it was a financially robust, stable company prior to the severe cold weather that hit Texas between February 13th and February 19th. Much of Texas's power grid collapsed, followed by its water systems. Tens of millions huddled in frigid homes. Others fled for safety. The state, long suspicious of regulation and outside help, was left to seek aid from other states and humanitarian groups as many of its 29 million people grasped for survival. Brazos said that it received excessively high invoices from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas for collateral and for purported cost of electric service. The invoices were required to be paid within days. As a cooperative, Brazos' costs are passed through to its members and retail consumers served by its members. Brazos decided that it won't pass on the ERCOT costs to its members or the consumers. Let me emphasize that this action by Brazos Electric was necessary to protect its member cooperatives and their more than 1.5 million retail members from unaffordable electric bills as we continue to provide electric service through the court-supervised process, Clifton Carney, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Brazos, said in a prepared statement. Brazos said that it will continue to supply power to members as it restructures the cooperative while under bankruptcy protection. The bankruptcy filing comes the same day that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that he's suing electricity provider Gritty for passing along massive bills to its customers during February's winter storm. The lawsuit accuses Gritty of violating the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act and seeks refunds for consumers. ERCOT shifted about 10,000 Gritty customers to other utilities on Friday. Gritty said that ERCOT took our members and have effectively shut down Gritty. We have always been transparent and consumer-centric at every step. We wanted to continue the fight for our members to get relief, and that hasn't changed, Gritty said. This article is entitled, Texas Hauls Gasoline from Other States for First Time Since 2017, by Jeffrey Baer, Bloomberg. For the first time since Hurricane Harvey submerged much of the state's energy complex underwater, Texas is being forced to truck in gasoline from other states. The freeze strained the energy supply chain at nearly every point. Crude and natural gas production was paralyzed due to power outages and a lack of winterization. Refinery units tripped offline. Gasoline stations lost power, and road conditions were too treacherous for tanker trucks to deliver fuel. Trucking in fuel is an extremely rare practice for Texas, which is home to the lion's share of America's oil, gasoline, diesel, and petrochemical production. The last time Texas retailers brought gasoline across state lines was in 2017 in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, said Paul Hardin, president of the Texas Food and Fuel Association. Almost 14% of gas stations in the state are still unable to sell fuel. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for retail tracker Gas Buddy, said in an email. The pilot flying J Chain, owned by Pilot Travel Centers, LLC, brought gasoline from Arizona and New Mexico to supply some of its 100 Texas stores. Love's Travel Stops and Country Stores, Inc. also has trucked in gasoline for its 75 locations. The logistics crisis is rippling into the broader oil rally that is being driven by strengthening gasoline demand due to wide vaccine availability and federal stimulus checks. The temporary outage of so many refiners has driven the margins for turning crude into fuel to where they were right before the pandemic shut down the U.S. economy a year ago. Hardin said he expects that the number of stations selling fuel will be nearly back to normal by Wednesday. This article is entitled, What Changed on the COVID Front? From Staff Reports. The number of active COVID patients is on the verge of dropping to the teens for the first time in months, according to Midland Health's morning report Monday. There were 12 COVID patients on the medical floor and 8 in the critical care unit. The percentage of COVID patients of the total inpatient population at Midland Memorial Hospital is at 10%, also tied for a low mark in recent months. In fact, Midland Health also reported 10% on Saturday and Sunday. The hospital had a total of 70% of inpatient rooms occupied Monday morning. For the third straight week, less than 100 people tested at Midland Health centers were positive for COVID. This past week, 68 people tested positive. The percentage of those testing positive was 9.4%. Midland Health reported a vaccination total of 43,285. That number included more than 20,000 vaccines administered at the Horseshoe in February and 25,649 administered at the facility since the mass vaccination program began. Through Friday, the Midland Health Department reported 16,505 confirmed COVID cases inside Midland County during the pandemic. That includes 238 COVID-19-related deaths. This article is entitled, Poll: Sending Kids to School Among Activities Voters Feel Are Safe, by Ross Ramsey, Texas Tribune. Texas voters have settled into pandemic life, but their attitudes about what's risky and what's not have changed considerably when it comes to sending kids to school, according to the latest University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. A majority, 55%, consider it safe to send your child to school, up from 45% in October 2020, UTTT poll, and 35% in the June survey. That's one of half a dozen activities the majority of Texas registered voters consider safe. Going grocery shopping, 78%, getting haircuts, 66%, going to work, 65%, staying in a hotel, 62%, and eating at a restaurant, 55%. You're not seeing people feeling safer doing things, said Joshua Blank, research director for the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas at Austin. The only change is sending kids to school. The story is still the same. A number of other activities were considered unsafe by a majority of voters, like attending church, 48%, going to a shopping mall, 48%, flying on a plane, 40%, attending an outdoor concert or sporting event, 40%, going to a movie, 38%, going to a health club or gym, 37%, going to a bar or club, 30%, or attending an indoor concert or sporting event, 29%. Republican voters are more willing than Democrats to risk getting out and about. A majority of Republican voters said they feel safe doing any of those things, with the exception of attending indoor concerts and sporting events. Only 48% would do that.
A majority of Democrats were unwilling to do anything on the list other than grocery shopping, 66%, although almost half would venture out for a haircut. Some of the differences were huge. While 77% of Republicans consider it safe to send kids to school, only 31% of Democrats do, a 46 percentage point gap. Attending church feels safe to 75% of Republicans and only 17% of Democrats. The people you see going to restaurants, shopping at the mall, at the movies, in a gym, or in a bar are, if their comfort during a pandemic is the guide, more likely to be Republican than Democrat. Half of the public is willing to do things with some assurance. 30% will do anything, and there are a few Republicans who want to do everything and a few Democrats who don't want to do anything at all, said Darren Shaw, co-director of the poll and a government professor at UT Austin. Overall, voters are doing things about the same way they were doing them when surveyed in October. 24% are living normally and coming and going as usual, compared to 27% then. 42% said they're leaving home but taking care when they do, up slightly from 40% in October, and 31% said they're only leaving home when they must, compared to 32% in October. The risk tolerances of Democrats and Republicans are in evidence in those numbers. Only 6% of Democrats are coming and going as usual, while 49% said they're only leaving home when they have to. Only 18% of Republicans are hovering close to home, while 40% said they're living normally. There is more accord when it comes to precautions. Most voters, 82%, are staying away from large groups. That practice is shared by 97% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans. And 72% of them are avoiding other people as much as possible, a group that includes 94% of Democrats and 56% of Republicans. Governor Greg Abbott signaled last week that he might soon lift his mask mandate and other pandemic restrictions. In the meantime, 88% of Texas voters said they're wearing masks when in close contact with people outside of their households. That group includes 98% of Democrats and 81% of Republicans. The University of Texas, Texas Tribune Internet Survey of 1,200 registered voters was conducted from February 12th to the 18th and has an overall margin of error of plus or minus 2.83 percentage points. Numbers in charts might not add up to 100% because of rounding.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, February 27th, 2021, weekend edition. Letter to the editor. Group thanks those that helped during weather event. Negro Business and Professional Women's Club of Midland Incorporated, community service organization 501c3, thanks everyone for what they have done to help Midlanders through the crisis. Personally, we thank the Salvation Army for assisting with housing, providing shelter for people that reached out to our organization for assistance. Thanks go out to Councilman John Norman for delivering meals, and School Board Representative Michael Booker for checking on the constituents in their districts and precincts, even those beyond their respective districts and precincts. Many thanks to churches and facilities that opened their buildings for shelter to the community. Community Worship Center served a meal on Sunday to the community. We truly appreciate everyone for whatever it was that was done to help our city and communities. There were many hotels that were able to house people looking for shelter. We must tip our hat to downtown Doubletree for housing many. There was plenty of food for breakfast. They expressed extreme appreciation for how they were received by the staff. We don't know everyone that assisted, but it is much appreciated, all the thoughtfulness throughout Midland. The Negro Business and Professional Women's Club is a community service organization. We encourage anyone that needs assistance, information, or just has questions to contact us. 528@gmail.com 556-5453. We have contact for other agencies and other organizations. We are here to serve. Shirley Howard, Negro Business and Professional Women's Club of Midland. Ivermectin for COVID is still in trial. Dear Dr. Roach, I have seen a couple videos and read a little about ivermectin use with COVID-19 and wondered what your thoughts were. S.R. Answer. Ivermectin is a prescription drug that is approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of certain parasitic worms in humans. It is also used in veterinary medicine. A preliminary study showed that ivermectin can inhibit replication of cells infected with SARS-CoV-2, the virus which causes COVID-19. Several studies have since been done, and although some have shown promising results, it is still too early to recommend treatment. For one thing, the dose needed to inhibit viral replication in test tubes was not possible to achieve with treatment in humans. Moreover, there are many examples of promising candidate drugs that have failed when subjected to rigorous trials. These types of trials are ongoing now. Until the results are available, I would recommend against the use of ivermectin. Let me implore people not to treat themselves with veterinary ivermectin. These products are not designed for humans. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Helpful husband is caught twice with younger women. Dear Abby, I have been married for 26 years. 5 years ago, my husband gave a young lady $5,000 through credit card charges over a six-month period. We are not wealthy. When I found the charges in our credit report, he took a second job to pay it off. I don't think their relationship was sexual because he is impotent. It was hurtful. While he was taking this young lady shopping, he told me he was at work. Recently, I accidentally caught him going to another young lady's apartment to help her with things like hanging a TV. I don't care if he helps people. What I do care about is his sneaking around to do it. I have tried talking to him about why he feels he needs to sneak. He has no answer. What makes men sneak? Signed, Deceived in Kentucky. Dear Deceived, your husband may fear your disapproval of his relationships, however platonic they may be, with these younger women. What makes people of both genders sneak, by the way, is usually a sense of guilt. Dear Abby, my boyfriend, my 33-year-old son, his girlfriend, and their 4-year-old son all live with me. They are expecting their second child. I own the home and pay all the bills, utilities, phone, food, etc. The problem is my kids don't like my boyfriend. His grandkids call me Grandma, so I would like my grandkids to call him Grandpa. My son and his girlfriend won't allow their son to do it. They insist on calling him by his first name. I asked for a compromise and to call him Uncle. They refuse and say he didn't earn that name. I said it's just teaching the children to respect their elders. When I grew up and when I raised my son, we called older people Auntie and Uncle. I'm not sure what to do because we all live in the same house, and I would like all of us to get along. Signed, Wishing for Respect in Hawaii. Dear Wishing, you may have taught your son to respect his elders when he was growing up, but it appears he has had a serious memory lapse. Shame on him. Because you foot all of the bills for the roof over his and his family's heads, as well as the food in their mouths, remind him that you are at the head of that household, and you will not have anyone with whom you are involved disrespected. As it stands, you and your boyfriend are being disrespected, so as head of the household, please assert yourself. Dear Abby, our son Justin is getting married. He told his dad the other day that his fiancée would like for my husband to go with Justin to his salon to get his hair cut and beard trimmed for the wedding. My husband is upset about it because he feels his soon-to-be daughter-in-law is implying that his haircut isn't good enough. As the wife and future mother-in-law, I'm unsure how to handle this situation. Help, please. Signed, Grooming Groom's Dad in Georgia. Dear GGDIG, try to get your offended spouse to laugh about it. Point out that everyone looks better with a fresh haircut and a trim. Even you and me. Most people want to spruce up and make themselves more presentable for a special event. Why should your husband be any different? You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Loyal, fanciful, and persevering, you mustn't neglect your own needs and development. This year, you devote yourself to your work and block everything else out and succeed brilliantly. You might win an award. If single, beware of an obsession this year. Next year, you'll be clearer in thought. Wait until 2022 to make any personal decisions. If attached, you're glued at the hip. Gemini reminds you to have fun. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 5 stars. Today brings a sensitive and sentimental mood to love. Show appreciation for the creations and accomplishments of a loved one. Make a special effort to communicate clearly and listen carefully. Tonight, a shift regarding loyalties and commitments to a family member. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Be alert to routine safety concerns. Create a comfortable environment. Some time and energy is dedicated to the health needs of a loved one. When this occurs, remember to rest and regroup. Tonight, a quiet evening before an early bedtime, if possible. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 5 stars. Recreational activities that inspire thinking and learning will bring you happiness today. Perhaps you might join a book club to find a new friend. Encourage a potential love interest to talk. Listen. Tonight, children will be a source of comfort and joy. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 4 stars. Today generates a feeling of freedom and well-being. Examine ways to make housing as comfy and hospitable as possible. Dreams and hunches about domestic matters should be heeded. Tonight, it's a wonderful time for completing old business. You will feel relief. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 3 stars. Keep a sense of humor if a neighbor is difficult or eccentric. Remember, the world would be dull if we were all the same. Transportation arrangements will have to be revamped. You will be on your way again soon. Tonight, catch up with old friends. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 3 stars. Check provisions and supplies. Restock shelves and larders. Use that bit of extra cash you've been hoarding to make a purchase that will give you pleasure. Offer thanks for all that you have. Tonight, let the magic take hold. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 4 stars. To achieve happiness, you must first resolve extreme emotions. Today brings a vision of your year to come, and a time of growth and opportunity commences. Select goals. Tonight, commitments made will stick, so be cautious if considering a promise that could entangle. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 3 stars. Suddenly, discretion is more important than usual. You'll cherish your privacy. Quiet, good deeds generate positive karma. You'll be aware of the secret needs and worries of others. There are opportunities now to be helpful. Tonight, you'll feel like a guardian angel. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 3 stars. People from your past call or visit. You'll feel haunted by an old wish or goal that proved elusive. Be very realistic if you're tempted to give it another try. Practical guidelines provide the best route to success just now. Tonight, online networking. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. You'll be considered an authority and role model today. This is satisfying, but also promises added responsibility. Your success will be affected by the amount of effort you expend. You will be honored and appreciated. Tonight, give yourself a decent break. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 4 stars. Note current events. Gather books and other reference materials online. There is much to learn. Foreign language skills come easily today. Creative word usage will impart a special power to magical workings. You'll be amazed. Tonight, drifting away on a daydream. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. Today can bring an important new partnership. Keep perspective if love and emotional issues grow complex. There's a sense of fate in the air. Adapt to circumstances. Valuable insights come from close associates. Tonight, your creativity is enhanced and impels you.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.